I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to almost every email I can possibly get to in this final hour, and we're going to have a blast. I did see this. I wanted to hit this real quick. A female boxer withdrew from a boxing match because there was a tranny athlete. There was a dude over there. He was just going to go swinging into the middle of the ring and start swinging away, right? So she backs out. It reminded me that last Halloween, well, not last Halloween, not this one we just had, but the one before that. Remember when the wife and I went as we each went as female boxers, and she painted, a black eye and a bloody lip on herself. And I got this pink boxer's robe in the women's championship belt that I wore around, and we were at this big Halloween party all night. It was classic. Anyway, let's get to some emails. Dear Lurch, I have a few questions for you. I'm 17, 6'1", and I wear a size 17 boot. What size do you wear? I wear 14s as well. 2, how much can you bench? I love that there are so many meatheads in this audience that someone's going to ask how much I can bench. I actually don't know. I don't imagine a lot. I have extremely long arms and I'm thin. I can handle my own. I do lift weights. Here's something you're going to learn, 17-year-old. Well, something that will happen to you one day, all of you young men out there. Now, I'm not an old man. I'm not saying that. But I have discovered I need to take it a lot easier working out now than before. That doesn't mean I work out less hard, but there's no more, hey, let's see the max I can do. No, you sit down, make sure you can do them all right, do them all slowly. The second your elbow starts to pop, you put it back, your shoulders start, you don't press your joints anymore. None of those things, those days stop now. So I don't know what that answer is. And he said, if you could only eat one the rest of your life, what would it be? Papa John's, Domino's, or Pizza Hut? Okay. All right, let's talk about something important here. 1, Papa John's. We're dealing with chain pizza here. I've grown to really despise almost all chain pizza, unless it's something high-end like Little Caesars. I just don't ever go to a chain pizza, but I've grown to despise all chain pizza. But I can still eat it. I've had a million chain pieces of pizza in my life. I just prefer a local joint. I try to shop local as much as possible. Anyway, but Papa John's. For chain pizza, Papa John's is not bad. And that garlic butter they give you to dip your crust in, also delicious. Plus, Papa John's has probably the second most underrated menu item. People just don't know about it. The garlic knots. Chris, Chris, I don't even blame you for... No, listen, I don't... See, Chris is naive. This is why, that's half the reason we're here, is to teach Chris things. I actually agree with your reaction. He scoffed and said it was just bread. That's what I would say too. In fact, if you showed me a picture of garlic knots right now, I would say, okay, it's bread lumps. What does that do for me? You don't understand. They bathe these little bread lumps in some kind of seasoned, garlicky, peppery butter stuff that is glorious. And they come bathed in it. They are so good. And it's just a big ball of doughy, garlicky goodness, Chris. You can't even imagine. So I'll say that for Papa John's. Now let's go to Domino's. This might be hard for some people to hear. I understand that. Domino's, when I was a child, was actually, I thought it was pretty good. And then it just became pretty well known that Domino's is the most disgusting chain pizza there is. Domino's also realized this as well. And so they embarked on one of the most brilliant ad campaigns I've ever seen. I don't know if you remember it. They actually started putting out commercials saying, "We've heard from you. Our pizza has not measured up. We have not been measured." They put out an ad campaign essentially saying, "We know our pizza sucks. We're changing the recipe." And they did. And it still sucks. Hold on. Hold on. I do have to say something, though. If my wife and kids go out of town for something, if they're out of town, if I'm about to have a meal and I don't have to consider her, or and I don't have to consider the kids, and I feel like having a meal with no nutritional value whatsoever, if I'm ever in one of those moods, I will oftentimes order Domino's pizza. You know why? It's not because of their sorry pizza. The Domino's cheesy bread is so good, I would kill people for it. The Domino's cheesy bread, dip it in a little ranch, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Finally, Pizza Hut. There's nothing good at Pizza Hut. I try it once or twice a year. It's not good. I will say this. The fondest memory I have of Pizza Hut is one of my buddies. He was delivering pizzas for them when we were teenagers. And, you know, we never had any money, right? But he worked in a fairly loosey-goosey Pizza Hut where they let him do whatever he wanted. And whenever he was on a shift and we were waiting for him to get off shift, he would call us and he'd tell us, "Hey, come by at this time." And he would prep us the biggest, meatiest, cheesiest pizza ever for free. And if you've always had money, that doesn't mean anything to you. But if you're a teenager, a free pizza, man, a free big one is gold. It's worth its weight in gold. That was worth everything. And let me tell you what, Pizza Hut may not be the best pizza. Those pizzas sure tasted good. Let's talk about this for a moment. Briefly.
Annual average cost due to extreme climate events at $150 billion. That is, for context, tens of billions more than the U.S. has pledged, for example, to Ukraine and its war.
Climate change costs us $150 billion a year. All you need to know about this, this is another communist tactic because they're aware of the counterpunching that's saying, hey, we can't afford this climate change nuttery. We can't afford this. We can't afford that. So what do? Did they go back to the drawing board? Did they decide this climate change stuff is too expensive? No. They knew they just had to add extra layers of lies on theirs to try to preempt yours. I also heard Joe Scarborough calling Trump a fascist.
You want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being the candidate that supports American democracy and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here. It's authoritarian. It's really that simple. And by the way, Reverend Allen, people go, oh, you can't compare him Nazi leaders. You can't compare him to this past Nazi leader or that.
The funniest thing in the world to me, just because I hate communists so much, is watching the American communist having been programmed. All the American communists now, they've all been programmed that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, that he is the height of all evil. Your liberal Aunt Peggy at Thanksgiving, I guarantee once the political argument heats up, she's going to bring up Trump's name, whether you're talking about him or not. He has become the symbol of all that is evil to them, to the point where a lot of these people, they really genuinely think that Donald Trump is an authoritarian or a fascist. Let me explain something to every communist who hate listens to the show. I'm really not insulting you, and I'm not insulting Trump. I'm explaining a basic truth to you that you will not believe, but it is a basic truth. Donald Trump is a puppy dog. A fascist? A Nazi? An authoritarian? Donald Trump got into office and immediately began trying to make deals with Democrats on everything. Donald Trump regularly sits down with Maggie Haberman at the New York Times for days on end, helps her write her anti-Trump book. He sat down with John Carl at ABC for two straight days to help him write a book that trashes him. An authoritarian is going to take these reporters and throw them out of helicopters over the ocean. That's how authoritarians operate. I know in your mind, you think Donald Trump is some mean, nasty authoritarian. Donald Trump is an adorable little puppy compared to the authoritarian you're going to get one day. And you're going to get that authoritarian because you're animals who can't stop yourselves. You can't help yourselves. You're so whipped up in your religious fervor and so sure of your righteousness that you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And one day Franco is going to actually be here. And he's not around right now. It's not like I'm sitting there saying there's another guy who is that. He's not here yet, but he will be. I bet you he's alive already. Shoot, it wouldn't surprise me if he's already listening to the sound of my voice on this show as a child. It's not me, Chris, but there is one that's coming. What's that, Chris? Dictator Jesse wouldn't do it? Chris, I can't lay out everything Dictator Jesse would do. What if that actually happens? I can't telegraph that. I would just say Dictator Jesse will solve a lot of problems. There are going to be a bit of house cleaning here in America. Anyway, let's talk about something else Dictator Jesse's going to do. Everyone in the country is going to be on a male vitality stack from Chalk. And look, the Chalk boys are going to love me because the federal government, even though it's going to be slashed and burned and shrunk back to where it should be, is actually going to contract with Chalk to send male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks to every single American. Why? Because all these policy things we talk about don't matter if the country ceases to exist, and the country will cease to exist if we don't start making more babies. We are not making enough babies, and testosterone levels are dropping to a level where we can't make any more babies. Men, young and old, whether you're 15 or 95, you must have testosterone. Get it naturally, please. Natural herbal supplements. Black Friday sale time. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Let's answer a question about the draft next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are rapidly approaching Thanksgiving, where we will not be eating turkey in the Kelly household because Thanksgiving is supposed to be special, and turkey's not special. Turkey's dry. You know what's special? Tenderloin. We're having a tenderloin in the Kelly household. All right, let's get to more of these. I promised you I'd get to a bunch. Hey, Jesse, when Trump is marched off to prison, Norm and Norma will be saying, well, I guess he's really guilty. Yeah. See, this is part of the problem right now with what we're running into in this country. The January 6th political prisoners, they have been abused in horrific ways by the American justice system. Forget about the commies. 90%, probably 95% of the American right doesn't care. Why don't they care, though? Here's why. They view the January 6th political prisoners as the ickies. They're just kind of the ickies. Oh, those are the Trump hardcores who showed up, and the protests did go too far that day, and it shouldn't have been this. So in the mind of the person on the American right, they find it very, very difficult to defend those people. I've never found it difficult, but most people on the right find it difficult to defend them, and therefore they don't care about them when they are railroaded through these ridiculous Moscow show trials and sent off to prison, as many have. Many have killed themselves. Four of them have killed themselves. Many have been sent off to prison. That's taking place in America and has been taking place now for 3 years. But America has written them off because they're the ickies. Now what's happening to Donald Trump? All these indictments, facing 700-800 years in prison. He will be convicted, probably for multiple felonies. What the punishment is, well, I don't know. Is it going to be prison? Are they going to just lock him in Mar-a-Lago and not let him out? That'd probably be worse than death for a guy like Trump or whatever. I don't know, but Donald Trump will be convicted. He will be a convicted felon, and he will go to prison or be locked into Mar-a-Lago. I know your I'm Mac a Harder radio show you love lies to you about that. They probably even tell you about Trump's poll numbers every day. Look at these poll numbers. they're all lying to you and they're disrespecting you. Donald Trump is going to prison. He'll be a convicted felon. That's horrible. I'm not celebrating it. It's true. But what will happen when that happens is a lot of people, again, Trump makes people stupid because he's a phenom, because he's one of these characters that stands out. He makes people stupid. People who love him turn stupid. They can't see straight when it comes to Trump. He's the all-knowing, all-being. He can walk on water, Trump forever. And he turns the people who hate him stupid. But look, that's a great example. Again, we just
You want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being the candidate that supports American democracy and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here that's authoritarian.
Okay, that guy's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. It's not true at all. Donald Trump's no authoritarian at all. But here's what will happen. People think, now don't get me wrong, there's going to be a white-hot level of anger on the right that I'm concerned about once Donald Trump gets convicted and goes to prison. I am very worried about that and what the feds are going to do in response to that mainly is what I'm worried about. But the truth is, a large percentage of the American right that's sick of Trump, doesn't like Trump. Remember, Trump right now, if you believe the primary polling, Trump is always around 45%, 50%. We'll call it 50. Okay, so half the Republican Party doesn't like him. They want to move on. They will dismiss Donald Trump going to prison because they don't like him, because they don't see what it means. You see, the American people have ignored the January 6ers. And then they're going to ignore Donald Trump again because they think this is all just getting rid of the ickies. Oh, well, yeah, Trump's gone. Yeah, he deserved it. The ickies. Oh, the January 6th people. Yeah, those are the ickies. They deserve it. But what they don't understand is the FBI has already been organizing and mobilizing their domestic terrorism task force against their political enemies on the right. After they convict Donald Trump and send him to prison, the FBI, they're prepped, primed, and ready to go to declare absolute war on the American right because of the level of anger that will come from Donald Trump's conviction. Go ahead and write that one down, Chris. When Donald Trump is convicted, there's going to be so much anger, people are going to be running to social media. This means war! It's civil war! It's time to take up arms! You will see mass arrests in the wake of Donald Trump's conviction. Mass arrests. The FBI is already setting precedent in area after area after area across the country. They just got done kicking in the door of a 300-pound, 75-year-old man who needed a cane to get around. They kicked in his door in the dark and gunned him down like a dog off of Facebook posts. That's the crime this guy committed. Yes, horrible, threatening, stupid ones, but Facebook posts, and the FBI took a fat old man with a cane and sent him to the shadow realm. So what's happening, what's going to happen after Trump's conviction will be awful, but all the norms and normas, just like you just said, they will dismiss it as being a Trump thing. But Trump isn't going to prison because of Trump. You can love Trump or hate Trump. I don't care. Don't let him make you stupid. He's not going to prison because of Trump. He's going to prison because he's a system disruptor, and the system has made him into the Antichrist in their minds, and corrupt systems destroy system disruptors. But all the norms and normas, they think all this stuff stops or goes away once Trump goes to prison, but it doesn't. These are the early stages. They think the conviction of Trump is going to be the end, but the conviction of Trump really is just the beginning, right? That's the truth of it. You know that. Norm doesn't, but you know that. All right. You also know this. Human trafficking has got to be one of the more despicable evil things out there because of the kids, man. Did you know the average age of a trafficked child in America is 14? Can you imagine 14? I think about my life when I was 14. Imagine having that level of fear, just going through that. I love that the Acervo Project, they're not just finding the scumbags and throwing them in prison. They're rescuing these kids, man. If you know a kid or are that kid, The Acervo Project has a tip line. Reach out, please. TheAcervoProject.org. A-S-S-E-R-V-O. If you want to support them in their mission, they do what they do with your support. They ask for $14 a month. Go to TheAcervoProject.org. All right? TheAcervoProject.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show leading up to a wonderful Thanksgiving. All right, now let's deal with some more of these. I'm going to get to as many of these as humanly possible. Jesse, I'm 5'10", 175 pounds. I eat 1,500 calories a day and feel fine. Why does the internet say I need 2,500? Look, it's not that the internet says you need 2,500. It's that, remember, life is set up. Let's just explain it this way. Life is not set up for you. And it will never be set up for you. And I don't mean that to sound harsh. It's a compliment to you. But listen, you're a human being. You prefer to think. You prefer to think. You want to find things out. You want to dig into things. You want to find things out for yourself. You disagree. Look, you listen to this show. Do you agree with everything I say? Oh, you don't? Oh, you have things you disagree with me on? You mean you use your own mind and come up with your own opinions? Of course you do. Why don't you just sit there and listen to everything I say? Ah, oh, Jesse said it. It must be gospel. Why don't you do that? Because you think. The world is not made for you. Classrooms in school would look totally different. And education itself would be treated totally different if people were like you. The rules at your workplace would be totally different, in many cases non-existent, if people thought like you. Medical advice. Do this, don't do that. Here's this amount. This is your percentage. Would look totally different if every single person was an individual and thought of themselves as being an individual. People don't, though. I'm going to play it again. I'm actually going to let her finish this time. This is New York Governor Kathy Hochul. As you listen to this, wrap your mind around the fact there are people who are so brain dead, they need Kathy Hochul and the authorities to come to their home and talk to them when they're believing misinformation. And they're now going to program these people in school, and they're going to do it somewhat successfully. Listen to this.
Today I'm directing the Director of Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to develop media literacy tools for K-12 in our public schools. This will teach students and even teachers to help understand how to spot conspiracy theories and misinformation, disinformation, and online hate. Start talking about what we're seeing out there. Give the teachers the tools they need to help these conversations in school. And by teaching younger New Yorkers about how to discern between digital fact and digital fiction, we can better inoculate them from hatred and the spread of it, and help prepare them for a very fast-moving and often confusing world.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about how dumb some of our fellow citizens are. But this applies to way more than politics. And look, how you get on an airline. There are so many things in life that are not designed for you. Show up an hour before your flight. Probably longer than that now that it's Thanksgiving. Why is that a rule? You don't need an hour. Do you really need to go through check-in, go through security, and then have to go sit down and then go spend $95 on a bag of chips in the little airport store while you wait? Is that necessary? No. If everyone was like you, they would show up on time or 10 minutes ahead of time. They would get through security and go get on the plane. The world is going to be frustrating for people who think. It's going to be frustrating for people like you. It is. This is something you're going to have to get used to. I struggle with it. This is why I'm talking to myself as much as I talk to you. All right? All right. Jesse, assuming our country is still run under the current electoral system by 2020, how do you see all the relocation from blue states to red states impacting the electoral college after the next census? Well, the red states are going to get stronger. This is part of the beauty of the balkanization plan. When you leave blue states, you are sucking their power out with them. The power of the blue states is the volume of people they have. If the good people all vacate these states, well, then you don't have to live quaking in fear of California and New York's electoral college votes, because they start getting fewer and fewer of them as the good people leave and arm up. That is part of why we have to establish dividing lines. We have to stop with these ridiculous, naive things we say all the time. Well, we all want the same things. That's a frigging lie. Dr. Meat, I've heard you talk about using leftover queso on hot dogs and gas station nachos, on Cheetos. Along the same lines, do you have any other unorthodox, strange recipes that people might find gross? One of my favorites is strawberry jam on a pork chop. Man, I have so many recipes people might find gross. It's hard to actually figure out just one. I don't know about gross. All my recipes are pretty delicious, I will say so much. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'll say this, and it's not like I invented this. This is essentially Cincinnati chili, but you know how we're a pretty high-class, high-end family, we Kellys. And so my wife makes us sloppy joe all the time because that's one of our favorite things to eat. She makes the best sloppy joe. I never, ever, 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 ever eat a sloppy joe. I go get a hot dog. Sloppy joe with some cheese and mustard, Chris, on a hot dog. Fantastic. Fantastic. Little meat on your wiener. Delicious. Trust me on that. Jesse, my 95-year-old mom recently passed away. The bill came from the funeral home, and there was a $620 charge for pallbearers. I'm close to retirement and thinking about becoming a hired pallbearer. Morbid? Maybe, but why not? I support that. But they'll tell you what, those coffins are heavy. Have you ever felt a coffin? Those bad boys are stout. Jesse, do you think the FBI could ever go away when there are so many FBI shows on TV with Normie Norm and Norma watching them and believing what great work they do? Could you please release the bar with a few explosions? Look, all right, we were just lamenting Normie Norm. In fact, we do that a lot on this show, right? We were just complaining about how apathetic they are. They don't get involved, and all those things are very fair. But let's also be a little bit merciful when it comes to this. Let's give out some grace here. People wake up at different paces, right? Not everyone wakes up at the same speed. Norm, no, he's not ready to abolish the FBI like he should. No, he's probably not going to wake up in time. His apathy, the length of time it's taking for him to wake up, is costing us. There's no question about that. But Norm is starting to wake up. And a great aid for that is how bold the communists are now. The communists have taken several steps in recent years that were so bold, steps they would never have taken before. And they're doing this, one, because they're animals who can't help themselves, and two, they're feeling so secure and safe in their power, they will do things. Many people at the FBI, they actually signed off on raiding Mar-a-Lago, raiding Trump's home with 30 federal agents. Look, even if you think Donald Trump's the Antichrist, even if you think he's a serial killer, you have to understand how that's going to look to the rest of the country. How does that look? That kind of thing helps wake Norm up, all right? So we need to wake Norm up about the FBI. We need to wake Norm up about the fact his towels are inferior. He's been dealing with inferior towels, drying off with inferior towels, and maybe that's you. Maybe you were never aware of my towels. Maybe you just thought, hey, I'm stuck with this towel. It's either super soft or super absorbent, but this is the towel I'm stuck with. Maybe you thought that was going to be your lot in life for the rest of your life. But there's so much more out there for you. There's my towels from my pillow. And right now, they're 50% off. 50. You realize that you can get a 6-piece towel set from my pillow, $29.98. That's a couple large pizzas. You can have a 6-piece towel set that will last much longer than the large pizzas unless we count our waistline. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Get yourself some awesome friggin' towels. And if you're behind the wheel, please don't get on your phone and order your towels. Just call them. They're wonderful on the phone. 800-845-0544. We wrap this up next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I hope you are prepped and ready for an incredible Thanksgiving, wonderful time with your family. Let's go through just a couple things here before we get to some more emails. I can't even understand what those people are saying. That was annoying. Let's move on to the next one.
It's a critical priority for the president and critical to the...
It's Thanksgiving. I don't want to hear Janet yelling. Let's go to John Kerry.
And then you have nitrates.
Not interested in him either. Let's go to this lady, Catherine Ho. I think your name
is... Annual average cost due to extreme...
Boring. CNN's Bill Ware.
Well, on Friday, guys, we hit a level that many scientists have been warning about. Didn't think we'd see this soon. 2 degrees, actually 2.06 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. That is a threshold. Of course, the Paris Accord is trying to keep it.
Let's just go back to the emails. Before we get to the emails, I want you to promise me something. All right? As you gather with friends and family, probably just family. Look, people like Chris don't even have friends. But as you gather with family and friends this Thanksgiving, and you sit down and you're eating your meal, hopefully it's not turkey, but you know, if you're a slave to tradition, as you're eating your turkey and everything else, promise me this. Promise me you will not forget your male vitality stack with... What, Chris? You can't forget your male vitality stack from chalk just because it's Thanksgiving, all right? Testosterone doesn't take the day off, pal, all right? And listen, you ladies, I know Thanksgiving can be a lot of work. There's all the cooking, and then there's all the dishes and things like that. You want to feel prepped to do all those dishes while the men go watch football or whatever? Female vitality stacks. You'll be feeling like $1 million. Take advantage of Black Friday specials before Black Friday even gets here. Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse. Dear Jay Steele, every month our electric bill gets some woke flyer. With our electric bill, we get some woke flyer. Their DEI policy, what they're doing about climate change, so on and so forth. My husband called to cancel our electric service and said we've gone with a non-woke option because we don't give our money to communists. She says the guy who did our solar listens to your show is definitely an anti-communist. It was a financial stretch to go off the grid, but so worth it to ditch that commie company. We are putting our money where our morals are. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And I realize that's not an option for everybody, but I don't know whether this is just the survivalist in me or maybe this is just a dude thing. How cool would it be to at least have a place off the grid? Right, Chris? Right, Michael? Right? Look, I want a bunker. Everyone has known this for quite some time. Me and Jewish producer Chris looked this up a long time ago. They were selling, they might still be selling them in Kansas. They were selling these old nuclear silos that were in the ground. It was $400,000, wasn't it, Chris? Yeah, they were super expensive. So obviously it wasn't, look, we didn't dive on that purchase. Well, let me move some money around. But they were selling these nuclear silos and you can buy them and obviously retrofit them as the ultimate bunker. I want one so bad. I want one so bad. I couldn't imagine ever dropping $400,000 on something I didn't really need, but I want one so bad. Anyway, but living off the grid, man alive, there's a lot appealing about it, right? Now, there are some things that are not appealing about it. How are you going to get Church's chicken jalapeno cheese bombers? I don't think you can. In case everyone was wondering what the most underrated food item was, I said the second most underrated food item was the Papa John's garlic knots. Number one is the cheese bombers from Church's Chicken. They're just the best thing. Hey, I keep wondering, after Hong Kong and the Solomon Islands went down without hardly a peep, what is the status or significance, if any, of the island of Midway, which was obviously a big deal in World War II? No one talks about it. Is it just too small, or has greater weapons ranges of planes and ships made it irrelevant? The Chinese took Guadalcanal for a reason. Okay, what happened to Midway? It's not that it's irrelevant. And no, yes, we have greater ranges on all of our weapons and things now, including, remember this, a lot of our fleet is nuclear powered. And part of the beauty of that is you don't have to fuel up these ships. It's the most boring thing nobody wants to talk about. And I don't blame you for never talking about it. I never talk about it really either. But it is kind of fascinating if you nerd out on this stuff like I do. A huge part of us getting our wartime operation going in the Pacific of World War II was figuring out, how do we gas up our ships for this long of a distance, not just getting the men and equipment over there. Remember, you have some gigantic fleet of ships. Do you have any idea how much fuel they suck up? Even with the size of the ships and the amount of fuel they can carry, these things just absolutely tear through fuel. How does a nation, again, if you look at a globe, it's probably better than looking at a map, how do you fuel a naval fleet that far away? Now, a lot of that problem, like I said, has gone away today because of the nuclear-powered ships. Not all, but nuclear-powered ships and things like that. But no matter what changes, technology-wise or weapons range-wise, no matter what changes, territory, location has always and will always be important. In Midway Island, everyone knows about the Battle of Midway, obviously. But Midway Island, you want to see the most impressive, barren little spit of nothing? Go do an internet image search for Midway Island. Don't look up Battle of Midway. You're just going to have a bunch of planes and ships and stuff like that. Look up Midway Island. It's nothing. I can't believe there were men actually stationed there. That had to be one of the worst duty posts in history, to be stationed on Midway Island. It's nothing. It's coral and sand. There's nothing to it at all. But it's critically important because, well, what's that old saying in real estate? Location, location, location. Exactly. Oh, great and powerful Oracle. I work as a school resource officer, and I'm not going to say that. I've started doing Medal of Honor Monday after the principal finishes morning announcements. And of course, like any Jesse Kelly Show listener, I gave you absolutely no credit. I have them convinced that I'm a genius, so of course they bought it. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe, listen, just a suggestion. I just wanted to leave you with this. There's a reason I read that. Maybe over Thanksgiving, if you gathered with family, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, parents, maybe printing off and reading a couple Medal of Honor citations, saying a prayer for the fallen and their families. I know that stuff may seem like it doesn't matter, but it really does. That's how we start to change culture, honoring the really, truly wonderful people out there. And do remember to bow your head and thank God on Thanksgiving, because we have so much to be thankful to him for. Correct? I'll talk to you next Monday. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.